All right, everyone. Happy Sabbath. All right, some of y'all look sleepy, sad, frustrated. Well, I have a wonderful story this morning, and my story is about winning and losing and having peace with that. So, I'm going to tell a story about Mr. Oscar Mayer. And Oscar Mayer has a son, and we'll just call him Junior. So, Mr. Oscar Mayer and his son Junior were sitting in the living room one day, and they were watching a football game. It was the Dallas Cowboys who were playing, okay? Now they were playing against the Giants, okay? Now, Mr. Mayer is a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan, but of course they were losing. So he was so angry that they were losing. When they lost the game, he started throwing his pizza at the TV, and he kicked his drink over, and he started fussing at the TV and saying they were cheating, and it was crazy. And so Junior was just looking up like, my God, what? Dad. And so then he explained, his son, who says, well, son, sometimes when we lose or we win, we get a little upset, but, you know, it'll be okay. We just have to work our way through it. And so Junior was like, okay. So then Junior had a spelling bee come up at school. Junior had gotten up so far in the spelling bee, he did so good, he thought he was going to win. So it turns out he was going up against one of his best friends in school for the final word of the spelling bee. And the final word of the spelling bee was something that Junior was so sure that he knew how to spell the word. And the word of the spelling bee that he had, the top word, Junior was in the second grade, and it was perspective. And so Junior was like, P. E-R-P-E-C-T-I-V-E. He spelled perspective. He didn't spell perspective. So he missed the word, and he lost, and his friend won. Well, Junior got so mad. He threw the microphone down, and he got so angry, and he wanted to fight his friend for winning, and it was just crazy. So then his dad said, come here, son. Let me show you a scripture about peace that'll help you get through this moment. I know you're sad you didn't win, but it's okay. God is in control. And the scripture was Isaiah 26, verse 3. It said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Meaning that we have to trust in the Lord more than anything, even if we win or lose. So the next time Junior was with his daddy watching football, and now it was Dallas against, what's that other team? The Redskins. And again, poor Dallas, they lost. And so he got up and he threw his sub sandwich at the TV, and he got so mad. And so Junior yanks him on his shirt and says, dad, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusted in thee. And Mr. Mayer said, you know what, son, you're right. Now who wants to pray for us today? Okay, Winter.
Well, God, I come here today to pray for Miss Grace. I pray that she'll get better. I pray for everybody that couldn't make it today. I pray for my family. I pray for Miss Jewel. Amen.